Robert, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everyone. It's 4 a.m. once again, and that means it's time for the 4 a.m. inbox, where me and my friends go over our viewer email and see what they have to say. So, Rob, what do we have today?
Well, first of all, I'm Rob.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Joe.
And
you want to try this again?
No, this is great. A few weeks ago, we got an email from William about our... About our Christmas movies, our favorite Christmas movies.
Thanks, William.
He had a can of Chef Boyardee beefaroni.
It's not like what we had to say, huh?
No, well, I mean, he just had his own opinion. I don't know if it's necessarily, didn't like what we had to
say.
You
said beefs.
This is what I do.
Let the man play with his words before.
Yeah, let me play with myself in my words.
And let him do his wordplay.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we responded in an inbox episode that you may or may not have heard at this point. So he wrote back, which is cool. We're always happy to hear from folks.
Thanks once again, William.
So William writes,
I'm glad you're still listening.
Sorry it's taken me so long to write back. Thanks for taking the time to read my first letter. Don't worry, I'm still listening.
Thanks.
William.
So I know it's the middle of summer, and this is going to be totally not appropriate. This is all pretty much Christmas movies.
Christmas in July.
Yeah.
We're halfway there, right?
Yeah.
People are counting down to Christmas already, so. Okay. I know.
What?
I hate them. People are counting down to Christmas, 47 more. Oh. Whatever until Christmas.
I'm counting down until the sun decides to lay the frig off. That's for sure. I'm ready to be done with this.
Isn't that like a trillion years from now? Isn't that
That's I'm the ultimate that. Laying down.
Oh, okay.
If we want to enjoy the heat death of the universe, I'm good with that right now.
I'd like to enjoy this email.
All right. So William says, the Little Troll Prince movie on my list was my nod to the What is Christmas All About genre of Christmas movies. It's a 1987 animated Christmas television special produced by Hanna-Barbera and backed by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Among the voice cast were Vincent Price, Don Knotts, and Jonathan Winters.
Ooh,
a little nice troll doesn't like the evilness of his troll brethren and runs away. He eventually comes upon a couple of children who introduce him to the Bible and the concepts of love, happiness, goodness, and God. All right. Die Hard is probably the best movie to ever take place at Christmas. But beyond a song, some lights, and now I have a machine gun, ho, 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 there's not much to do with or mention of Christmas.
That's why I like it, William.
So do we want to read the whole thing and then react, or should we
Do you want to react now, Rob, or do you want to wait till later?
if something really, we take issue with something, just shout it out.
I mean, I guess this point, it's got to be just an agree to disagree kind of situation.
I'm worried with you there.
It takes place at an 80s Christmas party.
Yeah. We already made our point of why we think it's a Christmas movie, and if he doesn't agree, that's fine.
Some villains are trying to ruin Christmas.
Right.
And John McClane has to murder them.
Right, exactly. Gremlins took place at Christmas. Gizmo was a present for Christmas. The Gremlins act as Christmas carolers, and there's no getting around the Santa story. The girl's father, dressed as Santa, slipped and broke his neck trying to come down the chimney. They didn't find him for 4 or 5 days, and that's how she learned there was no Santa Claus. I mean, we already knew that.
Yeah, that's how I found out, too.
Says, I totally understand being hyperbolic, but I figured you should be reminded that we're quite a few good movies in the 90s. Although, yes, the 80s is one of the best movie eras ever. Yeah, I know there were good movies in the 90s.
Well, we agreed with him when he said that.
Yeah.
Most movies on his list, we said were excellent
Jurassic
movies.
Park came out in the 90s. Yeah. There were good movies in the 90s. But there were a lot of bad movies in the 90s.
If you're looking at summer blockbusters, particularly later 90s, there was a whole lot of shit.
The problem is, the bad movies in the 90s are most of the movies that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
that's 90, when you came of age. Mm-hmm.
That's when I came of age.
Movie watching age by yourself.
John had the car.
Yeah.
So.
Well. He held veto power.
Pretty much.
You also had the problem of the.
I saw Highlander 3.
I don't know.
4?
That was the thing with all of us, wasn't it?
Endgame was all of us.
Yeah, whichever one that was. You also had the problem of there was a lot of, for lack of a better term, expectation with some of these, because like, you hear Batman and Robin, you think, awesome, I like Batman, I like Robin, this is going to be great. You hear Dungeons and Dragons, you're thinking, I like Dungeons and Dragons, maybe this will be cool. It didn't always work out.
Yeah. All right, so it goes on to say, I disagree with your arguments, though, that movie makers don't jump on trends. It's just a question of what's trending. I don't know when I made that argument or we made
you
that
did.
Argument.
I remember.
That they don't jump on trends?
No, you were arguing that in the 90s they jumped on trends, but you were saying more like they jumped on the wrong trends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you were trying to say. I don't think that's how he interpreted it.
No, definitely not, because he goes on to say 40s was film noir. Okay. 50s was lots of gimmicks like 3D science fiction westerns, right? 60s had historical dramas, comedies, spy films, spaghetti westerns. 70s had crime films and horror. 80s had training montages, fantasy and sci-fi. And 90s had Hong Kong martial arts, made for TV, home video movies, the internet, science. Yep. Right. I'm cool with all that. It's just the internet and science is the problem, that like most of the movies in the 90s that I saw really grabbed on to 90 or internet science when they had no idea what either of those things did or how they worked.
Yeah, things like, you know, Western as a thing, that's kind of classic. It's timeless. You can make a Western pretty much any time and it will work. I just recently
watched Wild West.
Not always, but
but that wasn't a Western movie. That was a sci-fi movie.
The problems with that movie were not that it was Western. All right. I recently watched
also Bone... that was a 90s movie.
Yeah,
it was a 90s.
Movie. I watched Bone Tomahawk, which came out very recently. Very good movie. Kind of a Western.
Yeah, but that's so. But I mean, I think.
That's... What I'm saying, but that's different. That's a general genre.
That's a
as
style
opposed
or
to...
genre of movie. Yeah.
Tombstone and Wyatt Earp.
Yeah.
Tombstone's way better.
As opposed to like cyber thrillers or fear.com or death.com or any .com movie that came out in the 2000s or, you know, any of those cyber thrillers where we're jacking in and we're like getting Lawnmower Man graphics and like you don't know what you're dealing with. Just stop pretending. So
anyway. I will say this. I will say every era has their gimmicky trendy stuff people try and jump on.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We are more partial to the ones in the 90s because that's when we were like in the absorption age. Like, you know, we were watching more stuff then. Like we're not watching things from the 50s and the 40s unless we know someone. Unless we know someone to introduce us to that who have their own classics in mind. And they're not going to show us the shit. They're going to show us what they felt were good. Just like when we're in our 60s and we're showing kids movies from when we were younger, we're not going to show them all the shitty movies. We're only going to show them the ones we like. So then they'll think, oh, the 90s were great because we had Jurassic Park. We all, but like, we're not going to show them all the bullshit that came out.
It's the whole hindsight is 2020 kind of thing where, you only, music, movies, whatever, you only tend to remember the stuff that was good and worth remembering.
Well,
but at the time, you realize how much
we also have to keep in mind that all of this is absolutely subjective. You know, it's all based on our own opinions. I can only give opinions on movies the way that I feel about them. You know, I can't tell you a movie is wrong. But I will say a lot of movies in the 90s didn't know how the internet worked.
Yeah.
That's an objective reality. It's not, you know, and that bothered me. I can't say that that movie was bad, but I can't say that I didn't like that aspect of it.
It also certainly doesn't hold up that well.
I mean, spaghetti westerns. I love spaghetti westerns, but a lot of people would think that they're garbage. Like, it's just cheap Italian film that we took and just dubbed into English because it was super cheap.
Yeah,
it was already made, and, you know, filming in Italy, I guess, was a lot cheaper, whatever, but we get some awesome
Italy was movies, basically the Wild Wild West back then.
Pretty much, yeah.
Could legally kill a man in a duel.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I watch some Bruno Mattei movies, and if anyone knows what that means, they know what kind of crap I'm watching, so...
I'll watch anything.
Well, true, but...
All right.
Point is, I find enjoyment in them.
Goes on to also say...
He's punishing himself.
The 80s weren't beyond copying what other studios were doing. Your reference to Armageddon and Deep Impact. K-9 and Turner and Hooch, for example. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It says, don't worry, I didn't like Pulp Fiction either.
All right, I take offense with that.
Yeah, Rob stands alone on that one.
Again, it's subjective.
Yeah, agreed.
I didn't say
it's
it was
okay
a bad
to
movie.
Not like a movie.
I didn't say it was a bad
we
movie.
We don't all need to agree.
It didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the summer of 1982, but I think the best movie period of the 80s was April to August 1989. There were good movies before this and after this, but it takes a month on each side for the awesome movie to reappear. So he lists a ton of movies, some of which we may not agree are awesome movies.
Okay.
So in April, and he has these listed by the actual date they came out. But I'm just going to go ahead by the name month and then tell you the list of movies that came out. Yeah, so in April of 1989, we got Major League, Cyborg, Say Anything, Kickboxer, Field of Dreams, Pet Sematary, K-9, and that's, K-9. And then in May, we got Earth Girls Are Easy, See No Evil, Hear No Evil, Roadhouse, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. In June, you got Dead Poets Society, Ghostbusters 2. It says, I know it's considered terrible now, but it was undoubtedly a financial success. I don't think everyone at this table would say it's terrible. we also got Batman, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Great Balls of Fire. And then in July, we got Weekend at Bernie's, Lethal Weapon 2, License to Kill, When Harry Met Sally, UHF, Friday the 13th, Jason Takes Manhattan, and Turner and Hooch. And then in August, we got Parenthood, The Abyss, Nightmare on Elm Street 5, The Dream Child, and Uncle Buck. And then just have a good one. And that's the end of the email.
You make some fair points.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about all of those movies on that list.
There were some bad movies on that list.
I would argue with. I'm not going to.
Jason Takes Manhattan.
There's at least five I would argue with.
Dream Child.
Yeah, who will? But no, I'm gonna invoke more emails, I'm sure. But like, whose list has Jason Takes Manhattan on the high end of good Jason movies?
Somebody that likes Jason movies,
No, but horror. I'm saying on the list of just Jason movies, that's usually on the lower end of
somebody that likes that. Yeah. Again, it's subjective, well, it's all, all opinion.
I just said, like, everybody's got their favorites. I'm just asking, literally, who's got that on the higher end?
William, apparently.
Yeah. Maybe.
And yes, while this is subjective, I mean, the arguments I would submit in countering his assertion of, well, I mean, actually, at this point, is he even ascertaining that the 90s are better, or is he just sticking up for them that they didn't suck?
I think he's just saying, like, they're not as bad as we make them out to be.
Yeah, and you know, like, I mean, we do speak of them like it was just shit the whole time, but yeah, no, the 90s, there was plenty of good cinema.
Oh, yeah. The first X-Men movies came out in the 90s, right?
I think 2000.
2000, yeah.
Oh, is it 2000?
I think the real... I mean, again, yes, we're doing this for comedic effect, so we're being a bit more hyperbolic with our answers and such.
Right, that's what I said in the first...
The 90s were not a good decade for superhero movies.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, which is I think the real point here is the 90s were largely shit movies for us. A lot of us were not seeing Harry Met Sally back then. We were seeing Batman and Robin and whatever else. So,
Harry Met Sally's technically an 80s movie.
Huh?
So that was 89, not 90. What,
was Harry Met Sally?
Yeah.
Oh. Because he was listening. The point is, whatever good movies were out, I'm sure there were plenty, but you probably had a lot of good dramas and things that we weren't as inclined to see back then.
Yeah, I mean, my beef with the 90s is based on the movies that I watch.
Yes, like, exactly.
I watch a lot of movies with dumb monsters in them. Mm-hmm. And in the 90s, we had just started getting into the CGI thing. And a lot of that is really bad, like really bad. So you get movies like The Relic and Anaconda, or when did Anaconda come out? Was that
90s? Yeah,
that
was in the 90s.
Yeah,
stuff like that where, you know, it's just like, hey, we made this monster. It looks like a snowman made of mud on top of another mud pile.
Yeah, horror movies tend to take a dip because they tend to work. Maybe I'm alone in this one too, but like... Friday the 13th, Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street. They tend to really work in the 80s.
Those are all franchises, by the way.
Yeah, they are. They did not survive as well in the 90s or certainly later.
They're later
The newer versions of them, you did have good ones like Scream, another franchise. But, like, you know, the point is, a lot of that stuff tend to fail. Again, superhero movies, which we were more inclined to see, not so good. Sword and sorcery movies and dragon movies, never really been good. But
and, you know, honestly, the problem isn't necessarily with the decade. A lot of it has to do with the ratings board. Like, the ratings changed, so, like, PG-13 meant you couldn't have any, like, nudity. swearing. You couldn't.
That is true. That changed the way movies were shaped.
Yeah, most of the 80s, they didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you could have a PG movie in the 80s with boobs in it. Like,
yeah. It all, but also in the 80s, they were like, our boobs. Fuck it, go for the R.
Right, yeah.
A lot more than they were in the 90s.
Because in the 80s, they're like, they'll still go see it. They don't care. And in the 90s, we were really like getting on that whole political correct train that's like...
I mean, that didn't really fully mature in its terribleness till the 2000s was really when it was like the, you know, you're making Max Payne the movie and it's PG-13.
Yeah, like, but I mean, this like Jason Takes Manhattan, you're like... Yeah. So much of the gore is taken out, so much of the blood is taken, so much of the edge of the movie is just removed for the sake of that rating to get people into the theaters. And that, I think, is part of my problem. So you still get all these, like, CG is there, so everybody wants to make monster movies because now it's more possible with the technology, but at the same time, the ratings are there, so they have to water it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But also, to the point Joe made, it wasn't until just recently we had a big to-do because friggin' Deadpool was rated R. Mm-hmm. It was a superhero movie that was actually aimed at a more mature crowd. That was a big thing.
Yeah, and that's
because we just got over that whole, like, we don't need to aim this at, like, teens and so on. Like, just whatever.
But at the same time...
Let me just
take
care of the counter-argument because someone would say, well, Blade was rated R. Well, Blade was not a...
It was an outlier. Yeah. I know,
and it's
I know
Blade
Deadpool
doesn't hold a candle
to
Deadpool.
Well, yeah, but Deadpool wasn't the first. But like the reason it was such a big deal is because we're just now kind of getting into that idea of like we can do this more.
But the thing is, should you aim comic book movies at adults?
If it's an adult comic, yes.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. If the subject material warrants it, yes. Yeah.
But is that based on the subject material or the ratings that you're dealing with?
It depends. That depends on the comic, because like. There are some, like Captain America or whatever, that, yeah, they have some darker storylines, but, like, they're trying to aim it to where they can, like, get a bigger audience, so they go for the low. But, like, Blade, when that came out, they weren't worried about, like, kids seeing it. They're like, this is going to be gory as fuck, so let's fucking make it, let's have the first scene be blood coming out of the fucking walls and shit. Like, blood everywhere. So,
that fountain scene is awesome. Or the sprinklers.
Yeah, it's like fucking blood everywhere.
That is one of the greatest opening scenes in a movie.
Blade, that's a franchise right there.
It drops dramatically after the first one.
Sure does.
But it's just the first one barely makes it across the finish line of a good movie. And then 2 and 3 don't come close.
Like, if you took I'll use like Wolverine as an example. Like, people love Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, all kind of stuff.
X-Men also franchise.
Yeah, they love that shit. But like, if you look at like what a Wolverine gore scene would be like, you need to like let him cut people in half, rip people apart. Right. Like,
you know, like, see, if we finally get into it with Logan.
Yeah, like,
have Logan. Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet, but that's what I hear.
I mean, they could have been more violent since they got the R, but the point is, like, they did it right. They finally weren't holding back just to get,
like,
a larger
I don't
crowd.
Understand, like, as far as the rating system goes, like, I don't understand
the rating system's garbage.
With blood. Like, I can have Wolverine cutting people, and as long as there's blood, I don't need guts and stuff. Like, I get what's happening. I can fill the pieces in with my mind.
Right.
But, like, you know, full disclosure, we just watched a movie tonight that, you know, was PG-13, I think, right?
Yes.
Mm.
And every time somebody was about to die, they would cut away or they'd be behind something or, you know, something would cover in. And that's like, nobody's going to watch that and not know what's happening. Like, you can show some blood. It doesn't have to be graphic.
Well, I will say for something more like a Wolverine... And even I kind of felt it a little bit in this, which is you lose a bit of the punch of the action when it kind of ducks behind a couch or something like that to happen. But yeah, like you're getting into the ratings board is just messed up because you could, if you cut some Wolverine comes along and cuts somebody in the arm and they bleed a little too much, you might get an R rating just from the blood. You turn that person into enough of a mutant where they start bleeding green blood, you could rip their arms off and hit them over the head with it. It won't matter because it's green and somehow that makes it okay.
You can make them aliens or robots and it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why that makes any sense.
So basically the bottom line is we're not saying all 90s movies are bad. We're just saying the 90s were kind of the start of a weird transition period.
Yeah.
Where they had this technology to move forward with, and yet they had these restrictions that held them back. So it was kind of in this weird limbo.
It was their awkward teenage years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that we haven't necessarily really grown out of. We've gotten some glimmers here and there.
We've made significant progress.
We have made progress.
We're adults. We're just still really awkward.
Yeah, the CG is better if people are willing to pay the money to make it better.
Well, and more so these days, people actually try. Because, I mean, there was, like, the second half of the 90s is a, like the summer blockbusters from there.
Oh, it's a mess.
It's bad. Like, they didn't give a fuck.
No. They were like, let's make sequels and I mean, we're still doing
sequels,
that now.
Sequels, remakes.
And now we're in reboots here.
That kind of transitions to the other point I wanted to make is if you compare the legacies of the two decades. Whenever it's remake time, well, now we're starting to go to the 90s now because we tapped out the 80s, but we went to the 80s first.
Yeah.
The 80s, there's more franchises than I can name have survived from the 80s. And the ones that made it out of the 90s are kind of jokes now. Like, look at The Matrix. Like, at the time, that was supposedly a revolutionary movie. It's kind of a joke now. It really didn't. The first one's okay.
Yeah, I think that's more because the later two kind of brought it down. Yeah,
but even if you go back and watch the first one now.
Oh, I did recently. It's not perfect.
Yeah.
But
the CG is
I still enjoy
terrible.
The first one.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's still an enjoyable movie overall. Like,
but
the ideas are good. But once the Wachowskis get those second next two movies out. They're just, it's just a mess.
My point is, though, is like the 80s is always where they go first. You got horror, sci-fi, you have these two genres where there's a million franchises birthed that they keep going back to, be it, you know, like Aliens, Predator, RoboCop they still went back to. Then you got like Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers. But like from the 90s. They're doing a few remakes now, but like not too many franchises really made it out of there.
Yeah. I will also argue on that one. That's, you know, the 80s, you had a lot more like remakes from the 50s and 60s when they were trying to bring back. Yeah.
Like the 80s, it goes even farther back than that because you get
My Favorite Martian or
the
whatever.
The Thing is a remake.
Yeah. But those remakes like
are way better than the original.
Those remakes clearly hit. Whereas
the point
is, I'm sure,
you know, like you said, we're starting to see remakes of some of the 90s stuff now because it's 2010. Yeah. I'm sure it's just because of a time issue more than, how good it is.
Even back
in
the 50s and 60s where it wasn't necessarily popular to get like a franchise of movies going.
Certainly didn't have all this universe stuff.
Yeah.
No, but you still got a lot of things like the Man with No Name. That was a trilogy. Counts as a franchise.
But at least.
So that's Matrix. Yeah. Yeah. Go on.
At least like.
Matrix?
Yeah, that's three movies.
It's a franchise.
You could throw the Animatrix in there too.
Yeah, I'd rather not, but okay.
Yeah.
It's not up to you.
Not saying it's a good franchise, but it's there. But now I forgot where I was going.
Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this. It'll come back to me.
Was it remakes or reboots or 80s?
No, okay. I was going to say, what really survived out of the 90s compared to what survived out of the 80s?
Right.
There's still stuff, you know, like Star Trek, for example, which, I mean, I don't know. Was the first one, was that the 70s? I don't remember. But
I think that was the 70s,
But the good ones are in the 80s. And then, that franchise is still, you know, going on.
Yeah, because the original Star Trek was in the 60s.
Yeah.
Then that ended, and the first movie came out in the 70s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been rebooted today. Yeah, I mean, the 90s, I look at the 90s like a lot of good ideas executed poorly.
Yeah.
Whereas the 80s had a lot of good ideas executed well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 2000s is like...
Actually, 80s is probably more like bad ideas executed well.
That's true. Well, you're not wrong, actually.
The point is, is the execution was better, and that saved a lot of things.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, the 90s are certainly not all bad. The 80s are certainly not all good. It's just a matter of, it comes down to personal situations. Like, I remember more movies from the 80s. I think everyone at this table remembers more movies from the 80s. Even though I was more exposed to movies from the 90s, because that's when I was growing up.
I bet I've seen more movies from the 90s.
Yeah, because we had more independence
then. Garbage Pail Kids, I believe, was an 80s movie. Yep. That was terrible. Jumanji was a 90s movie. That was all right.
Oh, if you want to talk about number of bad movies, there might be more bad movies from the 80s.
In the
80s. There's some
abysmal-ass
movies in the 80s.
Samurai Cop?
There was a point when you had a bajillion movie studios just trying to put stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah, it also depends on if you start getting into like direct to DVD and Sci-Fi Channel stuff.
Well, because in the 80s, a few hundred grand. Like one good investor, and you're like, all right, we got a movie now.
But also, by the 90s, anyone with a video camera could make something. Yeah. So, there's shit everywhere.
But at the same time,
like, whatever.
A kid growing up in the 90s might look at movies from the 90s as the best, and 80s movies as old garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does come down to personal taste. Well, they would. Well,
but
it is subjective. But
from their view, they're
the same way. There are a lot of younger audiences or whatever that really like the Star Wars prequels because that's what they grew up with. Most people would tell them they're crazy.
Or those Michael Bay Transformers movies that you get so upset about.
It's just stupid.
The bottom line is, not all of these movies are for us. You know, it's different generations have different movies that they find nostalgic or movies that they remember that they grew up with.
Oh, sure.
And there has to be, I know this is the internet, but it's okay to have different opinions and still like get along. I can still like my 80s movies.
It's a nice theory, at least. I like to go with that.
We can all like different things.
So, basically, like what you like.
Yeah.
I'll support you liking what you like.
Again,
even if I don't like it.
Yeah, I will shit on those Transformer movies from Dusk Till Dawn, but if anyone...
90s.
If anyone actually...
That was a good one.
if anyone... And a franchise?
There's two in the TV series.
Oh, because right, the TV. The point is, but if anyone came to me and said they like the Transformer Bay movies, my first question is simply why. Like, I won't crap on you, and I won't give you a hard time.
I mean, he'll ask you why.
He'll be asked that while he's on top of you.
Yeah, it'll be like it won't come out for a while because first it'll be a bunch of screaming and like body motions like
no,
and then it'll be like why? While no, rapidly headbutting you.
No,
it will probably be done by Platinum Dunes.
Yeah. No, all of the screaming and anger will be inside. I will be quietly listening to what they have to say.
He won't be hearing it though.
I will hear it.
His scar will come out little prominent.
But I think that's the bottom line too. Here is this is a comedy podcast, and we're going to say
allegedly comedy.
Allegedly comedy.
We're going.
I thought
for
I was going to say it's comedy. Fuck your feelings. That's what I thought I was going to say. That's what I thought I was going to say.
That should be the ending of this.
That's not how I roll.
It's comedy.
Say Margarita Robert.
Wait, that's not how you roll. Well,
I mean, I've been trying. So, like, I've had four beers tonight.
He has.
I don't feel it at all, and I think it's because
you're actually happier than usual.
Yeah, you're growing as a person.
No, I think it's because I
margarita ate. Drunk is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, margarita drunk is different. Also, feel like I've eaten so much terrible food that it's just absorbing everything.
Oh, yeah.
I've been trying, though. I've been really trying.
I've been living the Ron Swanson style.
So, basically, this is a comedy podcast. We say things just to be funny. Honestly, just to get a rise out of our audience sometimes. And again, I can only speak for myself.
That's mostly you, yeah.
It's mostly me. But
yeah, it's mostly you.
Yeah. But, I'm not here to, poop on anybody's opinion of any movie. You guys like whatever you like, and I am totally fine with that. If there's one thing I've learned from, being on the internet.
Don't be on the internet.
Well, don't be on the internet. But you just got to roll with it. If you got to just accept that other people like different things, and that's okay.
No, I will not accept it. William, I'm going to fucking dox you, and I'm going to have all of our subscribers mail you a turd. So you're going to get like 3 turds in a mail.
We've called the cyber police. We backtraced it.
And I got to tell you, William, next time I got to see you, I'm going to hit you with the chair. Oh, yeah.
We are joking. That's not going to happen.
That's not real. That's not going to happen. I don't know how to dox anybody.
I don't even know the Please cyber police.
Dox
us.
For a minute, I thought he said he was going to dock him. I don't know what dox means.
I'm going to dock him.
I don't know what dox means.
Document, like we find out where he lives.
Oh.
And then we go dock with him.
All the movies I watch have CGI monsters in them. I don't understand language. All
right, so the point is, like what you want to like. If you want to have a discussion with it, like a calm, civilized person, feel free to write in. We'll respond as we're doing now. If you just are angry, you can turn us off if
then
you'd like.
Then you could be on the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was angry. I don't know, just...
No, I'm not saying anyone is. But the point is, like, what you want to like, don't let us, you know, being a bunch of stupid jerks here upset you too much.
No, I don't think anybody's upset. Yeah.
And regardless of how your
somebody might be,
yeah, regardless of how your opinions differ from ours, we love you, William.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah.
Thank you again for
dude,
writing.
Thank you so much out there. Thank you so much for writing in.
But yeah, thank you, William, for writing in.
Everybody else listening, if you have any questions or comments, the 4AM podcast at gmail.com. That's where it's at, man. Come email us.
Right in. We'd love to hear from you.
Come at us, bro.
And we'll dock with you.
Who else is out there? Who wants to get docked?
That's all Joe.
Joe is offering a dock.
All right. So till next time, I think this will wrap it up.
Yeah. I'm going to put a zebra dick in my mouth.
Deuces.
Later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.